It's another week preparing for Denver. We know that they're a tough team, number one defense in the NFL right now. Those guys are playing some great football. And we know it's going to be a tough environment to go into. And you know, we just have to play well, focus in on meetings this week, be sharp in practice this week, and go out and execute.
You've always talked about trying to get the ball out quickly. Is that even more important against a defense like Denver where they try to bring the pressure?
Definitely. And we know that that defense, you know, they're playing some great football right now, and everything starts up front with those guys. Those guys have, I believe, 11 sacks, which is first in the NFL right now. So we're aware of that. We're going to do some things, you know, to try to slow those guys down and try to allow us to play fast.
This will be your 16th career start on Sunday, basically a full season worth. That. Where do you feel like you're at least this season? How do you feel like your progress has come along?
I think I'm making a ton of progress, and there are some things that may go unnoticed, but I think coaching staff are just asking me to do some things, and I feel like I've been doing a good job of doing those things, and there's still room for improvement. You know, each day, you know, we come to work, and there's something that we can work on. So I know for me, and I'm going to continue to just try to play fast, you know, be decisive in my decision-making and stay aggressive.
What are some of the things you think are kind of going unnoticed where you feel like you've made progress?
Sometimes in the run game and things like that, whether it's making the right checks, getting us out of bad plays and getting us into right plays. And, you know, it just goes, you know, it comes with, you know, studying film, studying the game plan. Our coaching staff do a great job, especially Coach Turner, do a great job of, you know, calling plays that we're comfortable running and giving us the opportunity to play fast.
So the running game allowed you to manage a game more as opposed to putting, you know, the passing game on your shoulders to lead the entire offense?
You can say that. And, I'm in a position right now where, we have so many playmakers that if I hand the ball off, you know, as you all saw this past Sunday, that we have an opportunity to score a touchdown. Or if we, you know, can complete a screen pass on the outside to wide receiver, it has a chance to be a big play. So, now I'm in a position where, you know, I have a ton of weapons at my disposal. I just have to make the best of it.
Are you comfortable taking a snap under center, going play action, and then turning around and finding a receiver? I mean, that's something you just didn't do a lot in college, right?
Oh, definitely. And I actually did do a lot of it in college. Yeah, did a ton of it in college. So, you know, I'm totally comfortable, you know, with that.
Teddy, what have you seen from Matt Khalil this year as opposed to last year? I mean, he seems like a completely different player right now and is playing with a lot of confidence.
Matt, he understands Coach Zimmer's mindset and Coach Zimmer's message. You know, Coach Zimmer wants to be a tough physical football team, and, you know, Matt is doing that right now. And I remember a play that we pitched to Adrian Sunday, and Matt was out front. He got to the third level to block the safety. And, that's what you love to see from those guys. He comes in, he works extremely hard. You know, he doesn't say much. He's always positive. And those type of guys we want on his team.
Work cut out from TJ too against those two edge rushers and Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. I guess what have you guys seen from those two watching them on tape to prepare for this game?
Those guys are fast and they get off the ball very fast, and they do a great job of timing snap counts. They're well sound, and we know that defense runs through those guys, and those guys play with a ton of confidence. So we know it's going to be a challenge for us up front, and even on the back end, those guys are playing some great football also. So those guys are going to come out practice today. And we're just going to approach this game with the mindset that we have to go in and be physical and play fast.
How's your communication with Joe improved? You guys have been working together 6 weeks now.
Joe, he's a guy who's just eager to, do whatever he can do to help this team win. And whether it's playing guard, tackle, giving us a look in show team, or starting for us at center right now. He's a guy that we appreciate around here. You know, a guy who's played in a ton of football games. He has a lot of wisdom and knowledge. And our communication is just getting even better. Oh, man, there's so many memories, I can't even think of it. But, Peyton's a great guy, probably the best quarterback to play this game, great ambassador for this league.
When you watch him play, now that you're an NFL quarterback, or even when you're in college, what did you look for the most?
He was always in command at the line of scrimmage. It was always like a chess match when you played Peyton Manning. He was always making checks, audibles at the line of scrimmage, getting himself in and out of the right plays, protecting himself. So he's a guy, who played extremely fast, and he's been playing at a high level his entire career.
Are you going to work on the arms and yelling Omaha and all that stuff like him?
No, not at all.
Teddy, you keep
saying about playing fast, have you ever played in a place that had elevation like that where air might be a little bit of a problem to just try to get some?
No, I haven't. And, you know, I'm no scientist or anything, so I don't want to look too much into, you know, the amplitude or anything like that. You know, I'm just going to go out there and you know, adjust as the game go on.
When you're going against a defense where they've got one, you know, almost like a superstar cornerback, how much do you pay attention to that, and how much do you just let the scheme take you where it's going to, no matter if it's Talib or somebody else?
Oh, you pay attention to it. And like I said, those guys are playing some great football right now, both of those corners, and even Roby when he comes in. So that entire secondary, they're playing fast, playing physical, they're aggressive. But we know that, you know, Coach Turner is going to put together a scheme that allows us to go out there and execute at a high level. And whether it's just taking what the defense gives me or taking one-on-one matchups, you know, we're just going to go out there and execute.
Even before he got hurt, Charles didn't have a lot of catches. What's slowed him down this year so far?
You know, we've been having some success, you know, running the football. And, you know, whenever we can do that, you know, it makes, you know, the passing game easier for us. You know, we're going to have some opportunities to make some big plays, make some catches on the outside. And, you know, right now the running game is working for us. And Adrian's doing a great job. And in this offense, each week is going to be a different guy that steps up and make plays for us. So those guys know that, and we know that. So, you know, we just approach each week with a different mindset.
Passing game is right now, and where do you think it can go and get better?
We're only going to get better. You know, and, like I said, we've been running the football very well, and those guys have been doing a great job, you know, the past 2 weeks. I think I've only been sacked once. So, you know, we're only going to continue to get better, you know, whether it's in protection, getting the ball out and making plays on the outside.
The stadium, the crowd noise, is this maybe your toughest road challenge to date?
Maybe. You know, you know, we know that, you know, those guys play extremely well at home. I believe they were 8-1 last year, only lost coming in the playoffs. So those guys, you know, they're a tough crowd, tough defense, and, you know, they're going to have a lot on their side.
Teddy, you talked a lot about the speed of the and aggression of the, both the cornerbacks and the defensive ends as an offense. What can you kind of do to counteract that?
We just have to go out there and, you know, believe in ourselves and understand that, you know, we have to be fast and physical also. You know, we're going to try to run the football, throw the football, and execute our offense and stay within ourselves.
There have been a couple games where the passing game's been a little shaky to start out, whether it's, you know, ball placement or guys dropping passes or pressure. Can you pinpoint anything and what's happening early in games when it's struggled?
No, you know, we just have to continue to work on starting fast, and starting fast as an offense, starting fast as a team.